Your speaker in this lesson is Larry Acuff.
Turn your Bibles to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'd like for us to look at the second chapter of Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, Paul writes to Timothy. And in the second chapter of Timothy, he gives some descriptions of what you and I ought to be as God's children, as Christians. He gives us some descriptions there. Now, you know, it's kind of easy to identify some folks. Others, it's more difficult to identify. And the question that you and I need to ask is, would I be recognized as a Christian? I'm sure you've heard the statement that if it were against the law to be a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? And so when you look in 2 Timothy chapter 2, there are characteristics, there are descriptions of a Christian. Now, when you look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, we find that there are several descriptions that Paul writes to this preacher and says to him regarding the child of God. Now, the first one is found in verse 2. Paul said, "The things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou unto faithful brethren, that they may be able to teach others also." Now, what would be a descriptive term that you would bring out of that passage as a Christian? A teacher? Yes. Now, when you look at this word teacher, there's another. Now, I am a teacher. James is a teacher. Your elders are teachers. There are other teachers in here. Now, as a teacher, what are we teaching? I'm teaching the message of Christ. I am teaching the message of the Bible. It is not my message. Paul, on many occasions, pointed out to them the things that I've got, I didn't receive from man. Remember what the Bible tells us regarding Peter. Holy men of God spake as they were moved how? By the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. Or prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. And so the Word of God has not come to us by the will of man, but the Word of God has come by the inspiration. We have it in written form, and therefore we teach it. Now, in looking at this word teacher, and I've got this word, what I am is a steward of the Word of God. What is a steward? I don't know why they changed this, I guess, because now a gentleman can be... what does a steward on an airline do? They were servants of those folks and of the airline. They were stewards. You and I are stewards of the Word of God. This message is not ours. And if you and I are stewards of the Word of God, we have the responsibility to take this message. And as Paul said, "The things thou hast learned of me, commit thou unto faithful men." I am a steward of this word. You and I are stewards of the Word of God. We are obligated as stewards of the Word of God to take this word and to plant this word in the hearts of other individuals. Not plant my word, but to plant the Word of God. And I am a steward of this. And what I do with it will make a difference in what happens to men in this life and in the life that is to come. As a steward of this word, now if I take it and I stick it in my pocket, I put it under my coat, I never talk about it, I never read it, I never tell anyone else about it, I'm not a very good steward of this word, am I? There are folks in the community, in the world, who believe in a direct operation of the Holy Spirit. What is a direct operation of the Holy Spirit? Be a miracle for one thing? You got a direct operation of the Holy Spirit, what would happen? Supposedly. It's a bypassing of God's Word in this. But now how many of us believe that the Holy Spirit is going to speak to anybody in this audience? The Bible teaches us the Spirit moves in our hearts through the Word of God. Since the Holy Spirit, by a direct operation, since the Holy Spirit is not going to come down and personally talk to this brother and this brother and this sister and tell them what to do, how are they going to know what to be saved? Study to show thyself approved unto God. Have to study. Who's going to introduce them to that study? You know, if you're not going to believe what he says, that all Scripture is given the inspiration of God and is powerful doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness, why would you believe that he's going to directly? That's right. Who's going to tell these folks about to study and what to study? the stewards are. A man studies the Word of God. Therefore, I am a steward of the Word of God. Paul said, the things that thou hast learned of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou unto faithful brethren who will be able to teach others also. So as a steward of the Word of God, then I have a responsibility to take this Word and to plant this Word in the heart. You know, the Bible speaks of us as going about sowing what? Seed. But when I look out in the Bremen congregation, and I make a note and I observe that maybe there are folks not obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ, now I come back and I ask myself, am I sowing the seed of the kingdom? I'm a steward of the Word of God. Am I planting? And if I plant, you remember in Matthew chapter 13, he said, behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seed fell. And the Bible says that the seed, the book of Luke, is the Word of God. So I'm a steward. I'm a steward. So the description, number one, of a Christian is we're stewards. Number two, verses 3 and 4, 2 Timothy 2. Okay, what would be your description of a Christian from those two verses? A soldier. The Bible says a good soldier doesn't do what? A good soldier does not entangle himself in the affairs of this life. Listen to what Paul says. Paul says, as a good soldier, endure hardship. We're going to come back to that in a second. But he says, this soldier does not do what? Entangle himself in the affairs of this life. 2 John 2, 15-17 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The things of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, these things of the world are not of the Father. The world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. James 4, verse 4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God, and whosoever be a friend of the world is an enemy of God? Pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father, is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. John chapter 17, Jesus said, I have brought them out of the world. Now, so Paul says to Timothy, he says a good soldier does not entangle himself in the affairs of this life. But how many times do we as Christians, we get so entangled in the affairs of this life, and we say, well, brother, I'm sorry, I can't do so-and-so. I've got this to do, and I've got that to do, and I'm just so entangled in what I've got to do, I don't have time to do it. Something's wrong with the child of God and the Christian who involves himself so much in the affairs of this world and this life that he cannot serve the Lord properly. He needs to get rid of it. A good soldier doesn't do that. He doesn't entangle himself. What else does he say about a good soldier? He doesn't entangle himself, but he endures what? Hardship. We are soldiers. How many of you know the name Scott O'Grady? Scott O'Grady flew this F-16 over Bosnia and got shot down? And he survived 6 days. You know why they say Scott O'Grady was rescued? Scott O'Grady was rescued for two reasons. Number one, he followed the plan that he was taught. Do you know why many soldiers shot down? Do you know why they're not rescued, why they're captured? It's because they try to make contact with their commanders as soon as they can. And what happens is the enemy knows they've been shot down and they start monitoring and listening just as soon as that guy begins to try to make contact with his squadron or whoever it is, then wham, they go in there and capture him. Scott O'Grady, they kept trying to find him. They kept radioing. They kept flying over and sending messages. Scott O'Grady kept his mouth shut for 3 or 4 days. He didn't say a word. And so one reason why he survived and was rescued, he had been taught, you will not try to make contact. Second reason that he was able to was he had learned how to endure. He learned how to endure. He learned that he was going to have to be cold. He endured hardness. Now, instead of spending 6, 5, 6, 7 years, instead of being beaten, instead of being tortured, he spent 6 days in the Bosnian jungle. 6 days in the Bosnian jungle instead of 5 years in a Bosnian prison because he followed the plan and he knew how to endure. He had learned how to endure hardness. If you're going to strive in athletics, you've got to play by the rules. What does it mean to play by the rules? What does it mean? It means that I do what I am supposed to do, and I serve, and I work, and I participate. One more thing about athletes. Got to strive by the rules, and it's got to be a goal. There are some in education who believe that, we just hope the kid gets something. They have no goals. Need goals. They don't want a goal in the classroom, but they want a goal on the basketball court. They don't want a goal in the classroom, but they want a goal on the football field. The church is the same way. Verse 6 tells us we're a farmer. We're a steward. We're a soldier. We're an athlete. We're a farmer. Verse 15, Brother Brett already mentioned, we're a student of the Word of God and also a worker. Later on down, verse 17, 18, 19, 20 in that area, the Bible teaches we're a vessel and that we're a servant. You've been a great class. Thank you very much for your attention.